a text from John sending, like, hey, turn the show on.
Yeah.
So I got in a little bit and was able to listen to DGL today a little bit. Cool. Very entertaining. Very entertaining program.
I was working, you know what I mean? Because, you know me, two jobs and everything. I'm always grinding and hustling. And my Apple Watch was blowing up, and I kept looking at – I was looking at the text coming in. And it was like, are you listening right now? And I'm just laughing because I'm like, no, I'm not listening. I never get to listen to The Bone because I'm working.
Yeah, you're always –
I'm always working. Right. So, you know, it's just how it is, man. You know, yeah. I like to live in a home. And, you know, things like, you know.
I get to catch news with Galvin after show.
I listen
to that
in the morning.
That's usually when I'm running.
Yep.
And then, you know, the rest of the day I'm working too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I get in the car at exactly 9:15 in the morning. So I catch the last 45 minutes of the Caltech show. And then I catch the first, like, 10, 15 minutes of Galvin's news as I'm pulling into the parking lot of the day job. It's about an hour and 10-minute drive.
You know, he was a fan of my Fauci impression.
Who?
Spanish.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's like, I love it. I was like, and I did a personalized greeting for him.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The promo for the clip of the day was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Make sure you guys go get the Bone app if you do want to hear any of the shows that you love so much on this station. You have no excuse as far as your schedule or your timing. All you got to do is download the Bone app, and you can hear this show or any of the other fantastic shows on the station at your disposal anytime. I mean, it doesn't matter which show it is. Everybody's on the app. So go get the app. It's free, and you can do all that. We'll get to big, big stories of the day, as we always do. But first, let's get to some phone calls, because the listeners are paramount, in my opinion. Johnny B. Show, how can I help you?
Hey, this Marine Rob, number 7.
Oh, Marine Rob, what's up, dude?
The original.
Hey, man. So I'm kind of curious about that cauliflower casserole, because I eat keto. Are there any carbohydrates in that thing?
That is the beauty of this casserole, is my girlfriend is also doing the keto stuff, and apparently that's why she makes it, because it is keto friendly.
Okay, once Will gets the recipe, go ahead and post that for me.
Yeah.
And can I say something about that man from yesterday?
Okay, I don't know what you're talking about, but go ahead.
You know, that crazy man with a bad attitude.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, it's kind of a shame. I met that crazy person a couple of times at different, like, you know, things where y'all gave out stickers and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm just kind of sad that he didn't want to squash it. And, you know, I'm just kind of sad about that.
Oh, don't be sad, man. It's just how life is sometimes, you know. Things
people
don't always.
People make choices and they live with them.
Yeah.
Yeah. All I will say on that is I did try. I did try.
You're right.
Yeah. So.
I feel that too. You know, one last thing. I bought the Bone, the Punch Out tickets. You know, I'm going to have to wait a long time, but I'm on Team Will Koontz, okay?
Awesome,
amen,
dude.
Brother.
All right,
God
bro.
Bless.
All right. Have a great night, man.
Later. Peace. Bye.
Out. Yep. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Johnny B. Show, how can I help you?
Hi, man. Jump on bike. How you doing, buddy?
I think it said Chub Club Mike. Chub Club Mike, like, your phone blows.
It sounds like you ate your phone and you're speaking out of your belly button. Are you on speakerphone? Are you Obama phone? What is this thing?
Bluetooth, maybe.
No, my phone sucks, dude.
I'm sorry.
I can hear you now.
All right, you're a little better
Whatever
now.
Whatever you're doing now is better.
All right, man. What's up?
Anyway, I just you were talking about cooking, sauteing onions and all that earlier for dinner yesterday. Uh-huh. I took some clarified butter, some onions, some mushrooms.
Yeah.
Shiitake mushrooms.
Uh-huh.
And I grilled up a ribeye.
Oh, my God.
It was so good.
It sounds hot,
and
baby.
I would like to welcome a new b-hole, if I could.
Yes, please.
His name is Nick. I work with him.
Hell yeah.
And he's a part of the Chub Club as well. He is 310 pounds.
That's my boy, Big Fat Pizza Nick. Welcome to the family, kid. All right, man.
All right, later, Johnny.
Later, Tubby. All right, I love it. More fat asses. That's what we need.
Hell yeah.
I mean, it's really kind of a smart marketing ploy to really play to the fat asses, too, because as we found out the other day, 107 million obese people in the United States of America.
Wow, is there that many?
Yeah, man.
So that's a third of the population, a little
over,
is obese.
Like, if we get really quiet right now, you can hear some of them breathing. Listen. Listen, real quick. You ready? Did you hear it?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a guy in Riverview. Pathetic, right? 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Johnny B. Show, how can I help you?
Yes, how you doing?
Great, man. What's going on?
Yeah. So I just wanted to know, is a cooking show now, Johnny B?
Sometimes.
That's what you doing?
Sometimes it's a cooking show. Sometimes it's a sports show. It's whatever
all
I want it to be.
Venues of information? I'm just wondering.
Hey, okay. Well, you came out kind of like a dick face. Yeah. I'll let you know. It's whatever I want it to be. Jack off.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
There you go. Enjoy the rest of the show. The rest of the show is going to be about you. It's called Dickhead Hour. Bye-bye.
Dickhead Hour.
That's you. Dickhead Hour. Bye. Nice. Yeah, idiot. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025.
You are not taking any guff.
I'm done,
from
bro.
Anybody
I'm done.
Anymore.
I'm
After
done.
Sunday,
yeah,
that's
man.
It.
I'm tired of being nice. I'm tired of it. People think I've been aggressive in the past. They don't know how nice I've been. I'm tired of it. Call up with that BS, dummy.
It's a cooking show now.
I can tell right out the gate if somebody's being a jerk, man.
Yeah.
Stop. I hope this person's nice. Johnny B. Show, how can I help you?
5 minutes into it, JB. Seriously, 5 minutes into listening to you.
Uh-huh.
And I'm already got tears coming down my face.
Oh, I'm
from
sorry,
laughing
dude.
At you.
Oh, well, good. What's up, pal?
Man, you know I love that. I love the show, and this is the real deal.
Thanks,
we don't
man.
Need more fat asses. We need more Marine Robs calling in. It just makes me feel special.
I know it does. I know this is the greatest time of your life right now, and I'm glad that I can facilitate this for you.
Something. I mean, I don't know how much you listen to.
You
Drew,
talk not a lot,
but John
Zinni?
Lit into Hoppy, and very rightfully so.
Yeah, I heard the audio.
I heard it too.
Yeah.
It was very good.
And they were begging for you to call in.
Oh, for me to call
man,
in?
Dude, he's acting like a little douchebag.
This isn't anything new. I mean, this isn't it's just gotten a little worse lately, but yeah.
Well, I befriended him just trying to be nice cuz I feel bad for the guy cuz he's so damn dumb.
Hold on. Listen. This is the problem, and I really didn't want to talk about him tonight because he just loves it. He's listening right now. Guaranteed. He listens to every show. He's going to do some passive-aggressive tweet where he's pointing at his shirtless selfie and talking about how great he is or something really, really unfounded, narcissistic, weird stuff. But this is what I'm talking about. You just said it. You feel bad for him. Stop that. Stop feeling bad for a grown-ass man, okay?
Yeah, and you know what? You just hit the nail on the head. I try to be compassionate for people, but you know what? He's a moron.
I mean, that's your opinion.
He goes and unfriends me because I tell him straight up, dude, you're screwing up.
I don't know, man. I don't even know when he stopped liking me or started hating me, but I went yesterday.
How
and
does somebody not like you?
Trust me, it happens. I don't know, dude. Like, I don't know. I mean, I understand my brand of comedy can be abrasive at times, but it's all done in like good humor.
It's never you making fun of me. We've had this. We've had that conversation live on air.
Right.
Where I felt like you were doing something. You said, "No, Rob, I'm not doing that to you."
No, you get it, Rob.
To be mean,
you get it.
You're not doing it.
No, you get it.
Quit wearing your daggone feelings. Leave your feelings at home. You are in radio.
Well,
you are broadcasting to thousands of people.
You have to have thick skin.
Leave your damn feelings at home.
Well, you can't be a victim and a hero at the same time. You just can't do it.
Exactly.
So
well, you can.
I just wanted
well,
you to
can.
Know that
if
I didn't know if you had listened to it, but I had texted John yesterday when all that was going down, and I'm like, Hoppy's screwing up.
Well, I mean, the audio's there. I had another guy, this guy that had he tweeted at me or he tweeted at my boss that I needed to be suspended or fired. But he
for what? Because you told the truth?
Well, look, he said that I was attacking him and everything else. And I said, look, dude, you know that they have access to the audio. Just go back and listen. All you got to do is go back and listen. And it's on the Bone app. I came out the gate trying to squash some beef that I don't even know. I had nothing to do with creating it.
I totally get it. I think everybody else.
And he came in after he tried to bail on my show. He came back in and was very combative and really rude to me on my show. And I was like, you know what? Just bounce then. I don't want that in the room with me. So that's how it went.
JB, in my message to John, when all this had just had gone down, it's like, what did he say? And it's like, it's not so much what he said.
Yeah.
It was his crappy attitude.
Yes. That's the problem. And he's been dismissive towards me in the past.
And I didn't say crappy, so.
Okay. But he's been dismissive towards me in the past, and I just, like everybody else, I go, well, you know, this guy, he's, you know, he's something's different about him. I'm going to let him slide. You know what I mean? And it's not worth, you know, being mean or whatever. I've been playful with him in the past, you know, and yes, way back in the day when the BDRS was on, he used to do his podcast down the hall, and I would play this little game, and he laughed it off. I thought it was fun. I would kick the door in and go, what's going on in here, in the middle of his podcast, and it was like almost like a reoccurring bit. Not one time did he go, hey, man, don't do that, or hey, I don't like that, because I would have respected it. And he brings that up yesterday, which had nothing to do with the whole topic. The subject at hand was, why do you think, or who told you that we got your podcast privileges taken away? Which we had nothing to
so
do with
dumb.
It. So dumb. All right, calm down, buddy. You're just throwing out names.
Hey, JB.
What?
I don't think that you honestly have an intentionally mean bone in your body.
Well, on some stuff I do, but you know.
We joke around, and I take it, but I know when I call into this show that I am potentially setting myself up.
Yeah, I mean, you're drunk.
To be made fun of,
yeah,
and
dude,
being ribbed
to you,
and everything else.
Yeah, you're easy to make fun of.
But that's part of the deal.
Okay. Yeah, we signed a contract, you and I. Hold on. As far as that contract,
kind of,
no,
with using my likeness.
And part of the contract is I got to insult you every 45 seconds, and it's been way over, okay? Butthole. I almost said
hey,
it. First
something I want you to pull up. Something I want you to pull up that I would think that you would really like.
Is it your Facebook page? Is that what it is?
Listen, it's from Madden. It's from like Madden 99, and
okay.
it's Pat Summerall going, thanks, JB.
Oh,
I think
yeah.
That would be awesome if you pulled up some of that audio.
That's a good suggestion. Boom. Hey, Rob, did you say that you texted John? Did John Senning give you his number?
No.
No, it was through Messenger.
Oh, Facebook Messenger.
Okay, all right. I was going to say, that's crazy.
Yeah. He never responds. He very rarely will respond to something, and he did yesterday, like three or four responses.
Well, he's a good guy. All right.
He is a great guy.
Hey, I got to go. I just ordered some baby lobster on Postmates, and I got to go pick it up, okay?
Those are babies, not baby lobster.
That's what I said. All right.
Have a good night.
Bye, buddy.
Bye.
Weirdo. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Full phones.
Just take them.
Okay. I mean, I didn't even want to talk about it because I don't want to.
I mean, it was a big topic of discussion.
I just
today.
Don't want to feed. I just don't want to feed that ego anymore. Good Lord!
Well, get it out of the way.
Johnny B. Show, how can I help you?
It's Austin.
Austin, oh my God, it's Austin! What's up, bud?
Nothing much. I haven't called or tweeted in a long time.
Oh, I know.
I'm sorry, Will.
It's fine.
I've been at my aunt and uncle, and I've been playing a lot of games.
What kind of games? What's your favorite game to play?
I don't know which one it is, but Need for Speed on PlayStation
4. Oh, my God, what a great game.
And Call of Duty Black Ops 3.
Hell yeah, baby. Sounds good. What's your favorite gun?
I don't know. I like the Holy Wheel.
Yeah, me too. That's cool, man. Well, I'm glad you're alive. I'm glad you're doing well, buddy. Are you happy? Are you in a good place?
Yeah. I might not be able to tweet or call a lot. Heal soon within this week because I'm going up to a different state to get my sister who was in the Army National Guard.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, maybe they'll let you listen to on the phone or something, buddy.
Well, I'll have my little iPad.
There you go.
I'll listen to it on there.
There you go. Download the app. You use some headphones. You sit in the back seat. You giggle. And they're like, what's so funny, Austin? And you go like, then you just be like, don't worry about it, bitches. And they'd be like, wow, Austin's crazy.
No, trust me. Trust me. When I told you about my parents.
Yeah.
It's not funny. My grandparents would turn around and backhand me.
Oh, my God. Did
getting beat up.
Yeah. Did they ever put like soap in a sock and hit you?
Nah.
Oh, then it's not as bad as my childhood. You're fine.
Baseball bats, yeah. You know, yeah. Something nope. like that.
Yeah.
Belts.
They ever punch you on top of the head because you can't see the bruise to your hair?
They make you pick your own switch.
Ooh, pick your own switch.
Whoop your ass.
And you get a little one, your grandmother will go back out and get a tree, tree limb, beat that ass. That's what my grandma would do.
No.
Yeah.
No, they used, when I used to get spankings, they used to flip-flop. Yeah.
Yeah, my mom was really brutal. One time, I was being bad. I was being bad, and I thought she was going to whoop me, but instead, she cheated on my dad. Oh, no. It's pretty brutal, right?
That's a hell of a punishment. Yeah.
Broke up our family.
Wow.
She was like, "I'm doing this because of you.
This is your fault.
Way to get a C in PE, you little bastard." And yeah, it was really, really bad. I still feel horrible.
Yeah.
All I had to do was dress out, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, that means we got to go to the next caller. All right, Austin. It's good talking to you, pal.
Bye. See you, man.
Bye. Great night, buddy. All righty. Yep. He's going to kill his parents one day.
Wait for Lisa.
Yep. Johnny B. Show, how can I help you?
Yo, Johnny B.
Oh, FedEx Alex.
Oh, it's hot, All right. No, I just wanted to say that Hoppy's a bitch.
Oh, boy.
Love you, Johnny B.
I love you too, pal. Later, man. his phone sounded better today. He must be off of work.
Was that him? I didn't even. Was that
sounded
him?
Like him. I don't know.
I can. Yeah, okay.
I almost got murdered by an Amazon driver today, by the way. Mm. If you were in an Amazon truck and there was a Kia trying to merge onto I-75 from State Road 64 today, and you purposely sped up so I couldn't merge in and made me drive in the emergency lane, F you, pal! Idiot! Johnny B. Show, how can I help you?
Hey there, this is Boy Scout Billy.
Oh, my God, Boy Scout Bobby, what's up?
Dummy.
God, you almost got it right, you idiot. All right, what's up, pal?
I'm sorry about my older self. He can be a bit timid at some time.
All right, good makeup line. What's going on?
So, I want to talk to Austin, you know?
Yeah?
Make a new friend.
What do you want to say to him?
You know, I just want to talk to him, you know? Just make a friend.
Oh, all right. Well, I'm sure he would like that.
Yeah.
All right.
Also, I went back to work today.
Good for you, man. Did you lift up some heavy furniture?
Heck yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. What's the heaviest thing you've lifted up at your new furniture lifting job?
It's this. So there's this. So you know those like L couches that go in the corner of a room?
Pit group?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You lifted one up by yourself like a man?
No, but we had to get the, so there's two trucks. There's
Did you have a stroke in the middle of that sentence, Austin? You're way too young for that.
That's Daniel.
Oh, Daniel. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Wheel.
Did you have a stroke and forget my name?
Yes. Yeah, yes, yeah. I did, pal. Absolutely. I'm fat. I'm supposed to have a stroke. You're 15.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
It's okay.
Inconvenience here.
That's okay, buddy. You're worth it. Go ahead.
So we have two trucks, and then there's a forklift truck.
This is stupid!
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, we had to get the forklift truck to get the couch off
right,
because I guess it's
right.
too heavy for too both long. Of us yeah. to get it off.
The show's
going to
be
truck.
Over soon. Yeah.
I don't know. It was dumb. All right. Have a nice night.
Thanks, man. See you.
Later, man. Good Lord.
Hear about his day.
I know.
We are like therapists.
We're really his parents.
Kids. Yeah, they just call in and be
Jesus.
Like, hey, what's up? It's today.
People, take care of your kids. I'm tired of raising your children. I already raised one.
Yeah.
Johnny B. Show, what's up?
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, how's it going?
All right, hey,
can you turn down your radio, please?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Sure,
thanks.
Sure. No problem.
Thanks, man. What's going on?
Yeah. I just wondered what the topic was tonight.
Have you not been listening, Buttface?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, idiot. Johnny B. Show, how can I help you?
What's going on, Johnny B?
It's the real
That's Alex.
Alex.
Yeah, there we go.
Sorry, dude. There's some fake Alex on the other line.
How dare you try to compare me to the other guy, Johnny B? What's up with that, Johnny?
Yeah, man.
No, look.
I knew it wasn't you, Alex.
In my defense,
I know you.
I was anxiously awaiting your phone call, and I got overly excited, okay?
Hey, Johnny B, man, I love your show, bro. You already know what's good.
Thanks, bro. I appreciate you, man.
Hey, Johnny B, I called Drew Garabo's show, and I told him, man, that you took care of your business, bro. I defended you. I told him that you're a man. And that he was acting childish, bro. And you gotta put him in his place.
That's pretty much how it went down. Did they agree with you that I am a man?
They did, bro.
Oh, thank God.
They actually did.
I greatly appreciate that.
At first, they're trying to do something called Swiss or something. They try to not take a side.
Being right. playing Switzerland.
It,
yeah,
he couldn't help
being
it.
Neutral.
John couldn't help it. John was Dad, John Finney was like, I can't help it, man.
I heard that part. I heard the audio of John letting him have it. It was pretty epic.
Hey, Johnny B, you're right. He said the same thing you said. He has said that. How dare him disrespect you? It was your show.
Right.
So how dare him even? Exactly.
I feel like, obviously I'm not, the same status or success as other hosts on this station, but I like to think that we all do the same job. You know, we're all sitting here running a program on a regular basis. And even though I'm not under contract and making a ton of money, I should still, get a little respect when you're sitting in the room while I'm hosting my show. And don't talk down to me.
I just want you to know, bro, you're the best show on the bone, bro. Keep it real, bro.
All right. I don't agree, but I appreciate you feeling that way, bro. Thanks, man.
Have a good night, bro.
Later, buddy. I appreciate you, man. Yeah. You're the man. Hey, it's the Johnny B Show. Who are you? Ah!
Yeah.
Hello?
Johnny B.
What's up?
Hey, this is Eddie. Hey, you all were talking about them burgers. Will and you made those sound so good.
Yeah.
Did you ever think about doing the Johnny B burger?
There's actually, in Buffalo, New York, there's a restaurant that has the Big Bad Johnny B Bacon Burger because they all listen to the show via the app in the restaurant. Probably listening right now. Shout out to those guys. But, yeah, I have thought about doing a – I've actually thought about doing a YouTube cooking show and working this stuff out.
Well, I thought it sounded about, like, selling your burger.
Where?
That sounded so good. I'd buy that burger. That's a $6 or $8 burger.
Oh, it's a $12 burger all day long, my friend.
It was good stuff.
I'm all in.
All right,
hey, congratulations on the 16 pounds, too, man.
Thanks, man. I'm working on it. I only got about 160 more to go. All right, later. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Good Lord. All right, we'll take one more, and then I'll put some guys on hold, but we have to take a break. Johnny B. Show, how can I help you?
Hey, it's Jason. How you doing, Johnny?
Hey, Jason, what's happening, dude?
Hey, I'm doing all right, man. Listen, you don't recognize me. There's lots of Jasons. I've called several times. I want to tell you, I love you. I support you. I also love and support Hoppy.
Uh-huh.
I want peace in the Middle East.
I tried, dude.
You guys need to eventually find it. It's not over now. There's hope. There's potential.
Really?
In the future. You can make peace. Okay. I want peace and love and the family.
Okay.
I believe
look.
In your camp and his camp.
Well, look.
I believe
in
you.
Okay, look. All right. Look, thank you. I appreciate that. I tried to be nice to him, all right? So the ball's in his court, how he wants to treat people and how he wants to act, okay? Like, I can't force a relationship with anybody. I can't, try to mend something and then get crapped on while I'm doing it. It's just not going to work out that way. I think he needs to humble himself up a little bit. I think that What?
Before break, you understand that everyone in this industry and your industry has an ego.
Yes, but we don't all think we're Howard Stern, dude. I am very grounded. I nobody hates themselves more than I do because as a stand-up comic first, we are very self-loathing people. So yes, do I have an ego? Of course, I have to have an ego. But it's how you handle yourself and it's how realistic you are with yourself. Is how you stay humble, and it's how that you actually keep from going nuts with narcissism, and it's tough. Some people can't handle it.
I believe in both camps, and I hope for a brighter future. Thank you so much.
All right, buddy, you're very kind. All right, one more. Johnny B. Show, how can I help you? The Johnny B. Show camp, by the way. How can I help you?
Hello, sexy people.
Oh my God, it's Ricky Waters. Oh, speaking of boners and food, what's going on?
This has been my favorite Monday I've ever listened to because there's hardly any meltdowns. People are so happy.
Oh, man, don't worry. We got some coming up later on. Don't you worry about it, girl. Hell yeah. I'll melt it down all over you, mama.
All right.
Yeah. I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, that's
doesn't
that
sound sexy
I just
at all.
Got uncomfortable.
I know, I did too. I apologize for that.
I don't think Ricky liked it either. She's just like, all right.
Yeah, let's just go play along with it, this fat weirdo. all right, so what's going on, Ricky?
Just smoking, drinking.
Hell yeah. Party on, girl.
What are you smoking, a cigar?
I'm putting my screen in my pipe right now.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know. I just think it'd be funny. Imagine Ricky with like a big old stove. And she's like, yeah, I'm just smoking. Like smoking a cigar.
Yeah,
now.
Hand rolled in Ybor City, boys. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Hanging out of the side of my mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah, she sounds like she's packing something right now, a bowl or a pipe or something, right?
Yeah.
Something.
Hell what about yeah. like a corn cob pipe?
Hell yeah.
She's like Huckleberry Finn.
It's hard to tell just by listening over the radio if somebody's doing drugs or not. You got to really listen close and see if there's any audible sounds that you can really recognize as drugs being taken.
I've actually been considering maybe taking up the hobby of pipe smoking. Not like that.
Yeah.
Not like that, but like an actual, like a pipe.
Sounds like you're flirting with every man that listens to the show.
I said it, and I was like, damn it. But you know
so
what
you
I mean?
Looks like Sherlock Holmes?
Yeah, like one of those.
Oh, like a distinguished gentleman.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, where you light it, you have to say something kind of educated and profound to somebody younger than you. You go,
right.
Listen to me. Listen to me, Watson. And then you light the pipe, and then you blow a big smoke ring, and then you say something really, really smart.
I hate that I'm going to have to make a sounder out of pipe smoking.
Oh,
that sucks.
I got it.
It does suck.
Yeah, damn it.
Oh, man, it's
great. How about Hugh Hefner and a velvet robe and a pipe?
It just seems classy, doesn't it? I think it would be a fun hobby for me,
yeah.
too.
You know what? You know when it doesn't look good? I've seen, like, a 20-year-old puffing on a pipe with pipe smoke.
Yeah.
And I just don't think you're old enough to have that look. You
well,
know
I look
mean?
Young, so I was thinking maybe I'd look like a total douchebag.
Nah, man, you look perfect.
Okay.
You're
all
young,
right.
Yeah.
But you're mature young.
Okay.
35's good.
I need to find – well, I actually know this guy. St. Pete Pipe Club has their own little get-together thing. It's like a men's group or something. Or I think ladies can go too, but ladies just don't smoke pipes.
I think having a club,
well, they do, but
a
not
club
like
of pipe smokers is pretty douchey, though.